Well, happy Tuesday, folks. Top of the morning to you. So today is Tuesday. It is March 28th. Holy snikes. What's going on with this month? It's flying through. So what we have in the news today is I have a great example to explain to you guys how and why this banking system is in a mess that it's in. But I do want to give you guys some relief. It isn't systemic. I've been doing as much research as I can. It's not a 2008 in repeat. It's regional banks. It's ones that overleverage. And they're in front of Congress today, and we're going to find out more and more and more about what's going on. But I have a great example for you guys out there that I'm going to share with you here in a minute on how this works or what's happening in the background, and I think you're going to find a lot of use in this. It'll at least make it make sense to you. Well, without further ado, let me explain it to you. I'm sitting here on pins and needles too. So what I want to talk to you guys about is what the banks are going through right now. So you see here in the markets that, you know, they bought treasury bills, and that's what's happening. Rates are going up too fast, and treasuries are starting to decline in value, and all these banks are holding this as an asset. Now, if they have to sell those assets, they're insolvent. So how does this all work? Well, to give you an idea on that, let's get over to where to go. Okay, let's go right to here, bond yields. So what you're seeing on your screen right now is how much it would cost you to buy a $1,000 bond. Okay, so let's say you have a child that needs to go to college, and they're just born, and 20 years from now or 17 years from now, Your child needs to go to college, and you want to buy savings bonds right now so you can put them in a safe, hold on to them, and then when your child's 17, 18 years old, you can cash them in and pay for their college, okay? But without further ado, you find out, that didn't really make sense, but okay, so let's say it this way. You find out that your child's a genius. God bless you. He came out of good genes because of you guys, and he's a genius. So at 10 years old, your child is able to go to college. So you're like, okay, what do I do? I can't pay for college. I don't have the money. So let's sell our savings bonds. So here's how this works. So in this case, for example, if you bought a $1,000 savings bond, basically today it costs you $600. So you see over time, so if you hold this bond, and in 10 years, it says right here, in 10 years, your $600 is going to turn into a $1,000 bond. So in 10 years, you're going to hand that bond over that you paid $600 for, and they're going to give you $1,000. And you got a whole bunch of these to pay for college. Well, this happened in the economy, so now your child is 10 years old and needs to go to college. So you're like, oh man, I got all these savings bonds. Let me cash those in, and I can pay for college. Well, the thing is you now can go to the open market to sell these things, but you're not going to get $1,000. You're probably going to get maybe $600 back. Okay, so you're thinking, well, that's not enough money to put my child through college. Exactly. That's exactly what the banks are going through right now. They bought all of these bonds with maturities of X. Let's say they bought, and it has $1 billion in asset value after the time of duration of the bond. But if they had to cash those today, it'd be worth a half or two thirds of the value. So if you put that into perspectives, you didn't have enough money to put your child through college. Well, now the banks don't have enough money to be solvent. So that is basically what's going on when they say mark the bonds to market. It's basically if you had to sell them today, how much money you get for them, and it's not worth the value that you thought they would be worth upon maturity. So hopefully that makes sense to you. And that should be like, oh, now I get it. So my rant of the day, I was at Costco over the weekend, and sorry about these. I'm just going to do it every day because you guys will probably feel my same rants. So I'm at Costco the other day. Remember how in the old days, I'm saying 5, 6, 7 years ago, when you're at the grocery store, you'd stay in the right lane. Everybody else would stay in their right lane, you know, and you're going past each other, and then you pick stuff off the shelf. And then if you need something on the other side, you either reached over, you went down, you turned around and went down that side. Well, Costco the other day, I don't know about you guys, but people don't care. They're crossing over. I had one. There's a lane. You know how the aisles? I have this lady that has their cart basically sideways. She's picking through stuff, blocked the whole lane. It's a Saturday at like 10 in the morning. So there's probably only about 5,000 people at Costco. And it happens aisle after aisle. And then you have people coming down the other side of the lane. And it just drove me nuts. So I left and went over to Jewel or Aldi's and picked up what I needed to have. So that's my rant of the day. Hope you guys feel that way as well. So let's get over to the economic calendar that we have for today. The only thing coming out right now is consumer confidence, and you got to be kidding me. This was just posted like minutes ago or seconds ago. Here's what they're thinking of. Consumer confidence. Just how confident you are in the economy that you feel good. Well, we just came off the pandemic. We have inflation that's running out of rampant, housing prices that really nobody can afford, especially with today's rates, and you know, gas prices that are out the roof. So what else can happen? Well, the consumer confidence was 103 previously. It was expected at 101. It came in at 104. Let's just move on, because I don't know who they're analyzing on this, but the people's got to be under a rock for the last 6 months. Tomorrow, we have pending home sales. It probably won't play any role in the market. And then we have crude oil inventories. Let's skip the rest of this, because GDP, initial jobless claims, and core PCE, Thursday and Friday, big numbers. Big numbers, and everybody should be watching those. So tune in Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon when these reports start coming in, because it will be market movers. There's the bond that we were talking about. So let's get over to the news. Let's see what in the world's going on with the mainstream right now. We have the S&P down, well, basically nothing. Dow Jones up 100, NASDAQ down 110, and the Russell 2000 up 5. So basically nothing's happening in the markets. Dow Jones is up a little bit, and the NASDAQ is up just a little bit. Finally, we have that crazy kid that was, you know, the head of Bitcoin and all the other cryptocurrencies. He's going to jail, thank goodness. You see here, more headlines. Home prices dropped for seventh straight month to start 2023. And we're going to dissect that a little bit, because some people are saying, I watched some media yesterday and people are saying, okay, the housing market is crashing. And they used two examples, and it's the top two examples in the whole country that have the biggest declines. And those are areas out in California. So it's hard to, you can't really sugar pick, you know, out of all the cities in the whole country. If you pick two or three, that's really not an analysis. Why don't you go, instead of going in California, go over across to the East Coast, the North, the South, and get a whole blend of what's going on with basically houses. So let's go here. House prices cool in January, even falling in some cities. Okay, cooling off. They say falling in some cities, but over here it says home prices drop seventh straight month. Okay, so what's the real, you know, what's the real stuff behind this? Home prices have been falling for seven straight months, but the decline was a bit smaller in January, likely due to a brief drop in mortgage rates. Prices fell in cities such as Seattle, San Francisco, and San Diego. So watch when you find, you know, a wolf in sheep's clothing, because they're going to pinpoint out, here guys, the world is falling. Let's look at, let's randomly pick three cities, and those cities could be Seattle, San Francisco, and San Diego. Look, the markets are crashing. Well, let's really get over to the markets crash. Home prices drop year to year for the first time since housing bust one. Sales bounce from deep dismal to just dismal. So let's look at home prices, basically what's going on. And they're really not doing anything, okay? So we don't mind the zeros. Look, the house market's flat. I said it was going to be flat. Some areas are going to see a little bit of uptick. Most of the areas are going to see stagnation, because there's not a lot of homes on the market. So that means the sellers have, it's basically a seller's market. And a lot of existing people, like myself, aren't putting our houses up for sale because we have too good of a rate and I can't even move to a smaller house and get a lower payment than I'm paying now. So the biggest piece of this is just the supply of the number of houses out there. And then the other part of the affordability is mortgage rates. So that's what we're here to talk about. We talk about mortgage rates on a daily basis to give you guys an idea what in the world's going on. So without further ado, I just explained to you guys, housing prices aren't plummeting all over the country. You can see right here on these charts, percentage median from a year ago, basically stagnant. But yes, there are a few areas that are bad. And again, we pinpointed those right here in Seattle, San Francisco, and San Diego. So if you see videos that basically concentrate on those areas, please turn the dial, because there's an agenda there. The next thing we want to see is what in the world is going on with our bank stocks. Remember, we've been focusing on bank stocks since the crash about 2 weeks ago, because I said might be a good entry if you're looking for some kind of investment to trickle some monies into. Now, I'm not a financial planner. I'm not a stock advisor. I'm not licensed to do this. I do this basically for educational purposes. I'm telling you guys, or explaining to you guys, what I'm doing behind the scenes, what I follow, my thinking behind things, and what I'm personally doing. So I own shares in an XLF, which is a basket of financial stocks. But let's just go through the ones that were in the headlines recently. I'm going to be adding to this on a daily basis. You can see that UBS came in and they salvaged Credit Suisse. And they're down a little bit today, but they're not a big mover there. First Republic Bank is up 0.5%. Look at this. First Republic Bank right now is trading at $13.89. The 52-week high was $173. So they got completely clobbered. Credit Suisse, again, they're up 1.5 because they were basically bought out by UBS. So their stock's going to start to settle. So they're up 1.5 today. Okay, we just looked at the markets. The markets are basically just flat. So you're getting a good return on your money there. Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan, they're the beneficiaries of people basically going out of business because they come in and suck out some of the good assets, take those. And a lot of people are fleeing the safety right now, or safer banks, and they're going to Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan. First Citizens Bank, it is up 22%. First Citizens share Class A shares are up 4% today. Okay, look at this. Their shares were 930, 959. So they didn't get completely clobbered there, nor did they get completely clobbered here. So then we start going down through here. Here is the XLF. This is what I own. This is a basket of financials. It's basically just steady. It had a 52-week high of 40 and a low of 29. So we're just coming off the low, which is perfect. And then we have another ETF of regional banks. It's almost up 1% for today. Again, guys, this is today only when we're seeing the markets right now basically doing this, you know, flat. So if I can get a stock that's up 1% in a market like this, it's nothing but thumbs up. So let's get over to what the heck mortgage rates are doing. So for some reason, the market is basically just flat right now. I think it's coming. It's waiting for some of this economic news to come in, especially the GDP, initial jobless claims, and the core PCE. Because the core PCE is basically, if you could see it right here, I'll try to bring this in. Core PCE is the Fed's preferred inflation measure and thus receives the greatest attention. Okay, so basically it's a basket of goods that they've, here, I'll just read what the definition is. The core personal consumption expenditure, known as the PCE, price index measures the change in the price of goods and services purchased by consumers for the purpose of consumption, excluding food and energy. Unlike the fixed-weighted CPI, PCE is chain-weighted and thus adjusted to changing consumer behaviors. So it's a more in-depth read on basically inflation at the consumer level and what's going on there. So that's why we monitor that. So let's get over to where rates are for today. The rates are, this is where we basically ended last night. So ended last night, rates were up basically an eighth across the board. You're seeing right through here. These are rates published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. If you want to subscribe to them and to get this basically every day and all day, do it down below. But if you want to get this information and information like this and a whole bunch of other stuff, you can subscribe to my newsletter down below. It's free. Don't sell the data. You don't have to worry about getting solicited and all that from that, because I just have it there for your use. These are the top six products people use when getting a mortgage to either maybe buy a house or refinance your house. So these are the top six products. You have the 30-year fixed, 15, 30-year jumbo, which means loans that are basically a million plus, a 5-1 ARM, 30-year fixed FHA and VA. These are the two programs. If you're looking to be a first-time home buyer, this right through here is a really good piece of loans. They're government-sponsored. If you're a veteran, please reach out to us. We would love to help you with your VA loan, but FHAs right now. But here's, a lot of people are asking me, Dan, why wouldn't I take an adjustable rate? Well, here's why you wouldn't take an adjustable rate. If the fixed rate is 6.5 and the ARM rate is 6.5 and you have the risk here of your rate going up maybe in 5 years when this thing matures, why take that risk when you can get virtually the same rate? So that's why that's happening right now. The reason for this is what you hear when you talk about the yield curve. So a lot of people are saying the yield curve is flattening, but or an inverted yield curve. What that means is short-term rates, such as this, are higher as high as long-term rates. So that's why you're seeing there's really no spread in the differences of rates. So that is my report for today, guys. I apologize about yesterday. I was really down in the dumps for some reason yesterday. I was tired, just couldn't get my bearings, but today I'm back. So we will be live today at 3:00. Please join me. We're gonna go over what happened with the markets, anything in the banking sector, and I'm here, honestly, to answer your questions. So please join us. And if you're gonna join, all I ask you to do is please be ready to ask some questions on things that are on your mind. Maybe you're thinking, okay, what's going on in the stock market? What should I expect? You know, how about cryptocurrencies? Well, we didn't go over that today, but let's go over it. Remember I said I'm a short-term seller of these things? At Bitcoin at 28,000, well, we're at 26.9, down 400 bucks, down a 1.5% just today alone, because there is nothing but bad news when it comes to cryptocurrencies. So those are just some of the things that we're going to talk about at 3:00 today. So God bless, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Please don't forget to join us at 3:00 Central Standard Time, where you guys can ask all your questions if it comes to stocks, bonds, real estate and crypto. See you then, folks. Bye-bye.